This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Loving God, as we enter into this Advent season, help us to remember what is truly important in our lives. Jesus instructs us to be on guard and be alert. Yet we become complacent and forget these admonitions to be aware. So keep our eyes open to your arrival and inspire us to live as if each day were our last. Let our focus be on preparing our hearts and homes for your coming. Help us to slow down and enjoy the simple things in life. Amen. In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. If there's any doubt, no, he's not talking about Black Friday. Happy New Year! For those of you who are wondering what's wrong with that guy up there, it's only December the 2nd. We begin the new liturgical year today. Every first Sunday of Advent begins our new church year. And we have a cycle of three different years in our liturgical calendar. And this is the year that we begin year B. Year A, we just finished, and we heard a lot from Matthew's gospel. Year C, next year, is Luke's gospel. And this particular year is year B, which is Mark's gospel. We'll be hearing a lot from Mark. The gospel of John is interspersed into all three of those cycles. Now, Mark is the historically earliest gospel that was written. They dated around the year 60. It was written even before the fall of Jerusalem. So a lot of the things that the other gospel writers are reflecting back upon, they haven't even happened yet when Mark has written his gospel. Now, Mark is an exciting gospel because Mark has a certain sense of urgency when he writes this gospel. We are going to hear a lot of the word immediately, and we're going to hear a lot of the word at once, or the phrase at once. And a lot of times he goes from story to story and just says, and then. It's almost like he's so excited about telling all these stories about Jesus that Mark probably heard from Peter as his scribe, that he just says, well, immediately, and then at once, and then immediately this, and then this, and he goes on and on building this crescendo of his excitement about Jesus's life. So there is perhaps a sense of urgency for us that we get on this first Sunday of Advent. Now, every first Sunday of Advent, whether it's Matthew, Mark, or Luke's cycle, we get this apocalyptic reading about the end times that at first glance, when we hear it, we might think, why are they giving us this scary stuff at this point? What I think we can glean from this that is of true value for us is the idea that we begin with the end in mind. We know that 22 days from now, we're all going to be celebrating Christmas. And we also know that the second Advent that we believe will be at the end of time when Jesus comes to take us to heaven. We know that end. And so when we hear about the end times, it is a reminder to us to focus on what truly matters. This is the Sunday, as we said as we lit the candles today, the Sunday of First Advent is the Sunday of hope. Now, I know we usually have a banner up there, and it didn't make it up there for some reason. Rev Mary was leading us in our quiet day yesterday, and one of the DOK ran up to me and said, "Father Marty, we don't have any hope." And my response was, "Oh, I think Mary's doing a pretty good job today." But the fact was, they were upset that the hope banner didn't make it up there. But we don't necessarily need the hope on the wall, we need it here. Because those of us who are gifted to believe in the story of Christmas and the story of Jesus, we don't get scared about the end times, we get great hope because we know where this is all headed. And so we stay focused on the present moment. And that is why we have all these beautiful Advent stories and, shall we say, Advent lyrics. But we sneak in some of those Christmas carol tunes because we know where this is headed. But we stay focused on what Jesus tells us to do, to be alert, to be awake. Now, this should come as no surprise to us, this idea that the trials and the tribulations and all that bring hope. People in the recovery community have known this forever, because the first step in recovery is that I don't have the power within myself to help myself, but there is this power beyond me that can help me and give me hope. And so that becomes an important thing for us. So we begin our focus in Advent on hope. Let me tell you a little personal story that really brought this home for me. For about 20 years, long before I was even at this church, I've been taking my dry cleaning to this man, Mr. Desrenville, who was at Motorola and got laid off and started a second career in the dry cleaning business. So I was taking my dry cleaning there, and when I came to St. Joseph's, continued it. And I went there this Saturday after Thanksgiving to pick up my dry cleaning, and there's a note on the door, "Closed. If you need assistance, call this number." And I thought, now isn't that really nice? I've gotten to know him over the years. He knows my background and what I do for a living, obviously, because I'm always taking my clergy shirts. And I know his family, his kids, and I thought, that's really nice that he took some time off over Thanksgiving. So Monday, I go back to get my dry cleaning. The store is open. I walk in, and immediately I knew something is terribly wrong. And I looked, and I said, "What's going on?" And he just said, deadpan, "My 8-year-old son was run over by a truck and killed. The funeral was taking place at the very exact time that I was over there on Saturday to pick up my dry cleaning. You might have seen it on the news on Lantana Road. His 8-year-old boy, Jeremiah, was playing with some older kids who were playing chicken, running out in the street, and when the car was coming, they'd run back, just missing it, and they dared him as this little 8-year-old boy to go ahead and try it. And with his two sisters watching, he was killed by a truck." I start to tear up. He's telling me the story. But then he gets very lively, and he looks at me and he says, "Marty, we have hope." I know Mr. Desrenville. He is a man of faith. We have had many conversations about the churches that he is involved with. And in the wake of losing his only son, those are his words: "We have hope." This church has been through a lot this year. We have people dealing with cancers. We have people dealing with relationship breaking up. We have had our share of people dying. Whether it's somebody as young as a Hannah Metzger or a Chuck Schuck or a Dale Peck or a Doug Thayer. I could go on and on. And yet, this is the message that we get. We have hope. So perhaps as we enter into this season, maybe that's what we need to focus upon. Keeping the end in mind, we have hope. I want to offer two things for us practically for this Advent season. I want to suggest that we simplify and we sanctify. Simplify. You hear this from me every first Sunday of Advent, so this year is no exception. How many of you remember from last year who forgot to send you a Christmas card? Nobody remembers because it really doesn't matter. How many of you remember what strand of lights that you did not get up on the palm tree outside your house last year? Because it doesn't really matter. And in all the frenziness of everything that we go through at this time, we need to remind ourselves not to fret about it. Why? Because it always gets done. The baking, the cooking, the present buying, all that stuff. And it's all wonderful. It's all fantastic. But the minute it starts to diminish our hope and our joy, we need to step back and just take a deep breath and remind ourselves it always gets done. So simplify. Find one area in your life that you can just step back a little bit and simplify by keeping the end in mind and concentrating on that which is truly important. And simplify that. Psychologists tell us that it takes 3 weeks to break or make a new habit. So today is December the 3rd. We have exactly 3 weeks plus one day. So if you want, take today off to think about it and start it tomorrow. And on December 25th, you will have done it. Simplify. Secondly, sanctify. Find some, as simple as it might be, area in your life where you want to make that a prayer. Rev Mary gave us this great exercise yesterday where we all brought our favorite cup. And through what the resources she gave us, that which is my coffee cup now becomes an instrument of prayer for me. That when I pick up that cup, it reminds me of so many different things, that it becomes a chance for prayer. And that moment is sanctified every time I lift it up. And if you know me, that's a lot of coffee, so it's a lot of prayers. Secondly, to sanctify. As those of us who have the end in mind, we have an opportunity like nobody else in this season to bring some sanity and some sanctity to our world. So as you are out there in the retail stores, as you are out there at the parties and the help staff is harried and hurried, as you are out there in the traffic with all the crazies, be the one who lends some sanity to it with a smile, with a kind word. If we are able to keep the end in mind, and we simplify and sanctify, December 25th is going to be incredible. I want to end with a little anecdote I heard about a rabbi. And in terms of this hope coming out of the trials and tribulations and sufferings we have in our life, this particular rabbi was dealing with someone who was having a really hard time, all sorts of bad things happening in this person's life, and they'd been reflecting on the Old Testament scriptures and came up to him and said, "Why does Jeremiah say that God puts his word on our heart? If God really cared about us, he would put his word in our heart." And the wise rabbi responded, "God puts his word on our heart so that when our hearts are broken, his word can fall in." So, especially for those who deal with a difficult holiday season, let's all make it a holy season for each other. Simplify and sanctify. Amen.